August 1st, 2016, Our Lady comes as Queen of Heaven and Earth, seated on a throne. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." God has an eternal plan for the world. It is the victory of His truth in all hearts through the direction of holy love. It is then all grace, God's mercy and love would abound in each heart. Just as God has a plan, Satan has a plan for the world as well, which is diametrically opposed to the victory of God's truth. Satan seeks to destroy the truth, and in this way promote false moral values in the world. His success depends upon people's desire to redefine good to suit their own wishes. In the world arena today, you have many leaders poised to achieve Satan's goals. You have only to look at the legalization of such sins as abortion and same-sex marriage to realize this. The world becomes weaker as the acceptance of sin becomes stronger. The more Satan tempts the heart of the world with his lies, the greater the abyss between heaven and earth. It is becoming more and more apparent that heavenly intervention, such as the one here, are not welcomed by those who seek their own will. God allows confusion to take over hearts according to the choices man makes. Pray for Satan's master plan to fall to ruin. This can only happen through the realization and acceptance of truth. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth.